You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 793 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, we chat with Kendall Cox, the assistant to Robert Dover, and learn all about the American Dressage Mentor Program. This incredible program supports youth development and focuses on nurturing young riders as they work toward achieving their goals in the sport. Next, we sit down with Laura St. Clair to talk about her iconic website and how it is helping support the American Dressage Mentor Program and the community efforts. Finally, Sarah and Jenny from the Dressage Foundation join us to share exciting details about their new grant through the Dressage Foundation that will help support riding schools across America. It's an inspiring episode focused on education, mentorship, and growing the future of dressage.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
This is Reese Koppler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Well, hey there, Megan.
Hey, Reese. How are you doing?
How you doing? How's everyone doing?
Oh, I'm crazy.
I know.
I thought it was
literally our crazy. I'm sure everyone listening. What is it? It's like, you know, it is. It's like spring. You're like, this is great. And then, whoa, it's summer. It shows. I just can't keep track at this point.
I can't keep up. No. And I really thought I'd have a month break between Midwest Horse Fair and summer, but like planning for shows. And then we started these summer camps. It's my assistant. It's her little baby. And so I do want to see it be successful. So I've been helping promote it. And I'm like, this is just nuts.
Yeah. That is crazy. I know some other barns. And again, you are from heaven, you and your assistant from heaven. Yes. Trying summer camps. Oof. I go to a barn and they have summer camp and I just see the glitter flying from everyone. It's amazing, but wow.
It's a lot of work to put on.
Yes.
You know, school horse programs. I'm super excited because we're talking all about mentorship and school horse programs. So it's awesome.
And you
to support
all of it.
I do it all.
Do it all. You do it all. I don't do summer camp, but I will say when I was at this barn, it's my favorite story ever. Some of the kids were, it was summer and I had a group of kids and for some, we were getting ready for something at Pony Club, let's say. Next thing I know, we decide we're like, okay, we're going to let them have a little free time out in the field, which, you know, Reese and free time on a horse just gives me a lot of anxiety. But the coach was with me, Angela Ariadne was with me, and we, you know, watched them go. And the first thing I hear them scream is freedom. I couldn't hold it together. First of all, I'm panicked about any child and freedom on a horse.
Absolutely panicked.
Angela is dying. Like, we can't hold it together. We had to walk behind the barn because we were laughing so much. But it was so fun to watch. And it was so cute. I mean, they were in like a 2-acre field. Like, I could run to grab one if I had to. So it's not that much freedom, but it was really sweet. And I will never forget that. So anytime I drive up for camp, I just text Angela, freedom. So it's pretty great. So I can't wait. You're going to have a freedom moment. I just want to see children in freedom.
No, it's not happening. I think of liability and insurance. So,
yeah, the dressage rider in us, like our head is literally going to spin off. Like,
yeah,
we're going to watch our head like explode off our body. So anybody that has kids, like send us a freedom moment because let me tell you, it is funny. You're like, oh my God, I can't handle it. So I love it. I know. And all these graduations, congratulations to all the graduates. I know it's crazy. UK graduates and it's so fun. I get to see my students graduate and their high school graduation. Shout out. My niece is graduating. Corinne is graduating.
Aww.
So that is fun. So there's just so much going on. And USTF just announced a new class of certified instructors, right?
That's right. We have, hold on, we have a list, don't we?
We have a list, and we're excited to share because we want to acknowledge everybody that does this. We're also going to grab the L program when they release them. We need to start doing this because it is a lot to do these certifications and to go through. So we want to try to acknowledge anybody that goes through the certification. But I have the second level, Megan. We have Minnie Benton from Arkansas and Rebecca Strout from Ohio. They're our new second level dressage certified instructors.
Congratulations. And then we have third through fourth level. I apologize in advance if I get anyone's name wrong. Nicole Ardito Nang, Jarlyn Gibson.
Jarlyn Gibson. Yep.
Heidi Reese, help me out.
Heidi Haran Gill from Florida, Caroline Stevenson from Florida, and Noelle Williams from Maryland. We are thrilled that they went through the certifications. Congratulations, ladies. I was there for some of the testing, and they did a fabulous job. That's a really hard thing to do. So we're really proud of you guys, and we want to wish you well. But Megan, we're going to get into the show because we have a great show planned for you guys today. Again, mentorship, development, fundraising, all this good stuff. Well, Megan, we're going to get into a great show after we hear from Farnam about their great new fly control product.
This episode is brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, a new fly spray for horses. Discover fly protection redefined with Endure Gold, made to annihilate flies, ticks, and mosquitoes with brand new EPA-approved ingredients never seen before in equine care. Endure Gold is backed by science and built for hard work, delivering fast knockdown and up to 14 days of fly protection. Add Endure Gold to your arsenal and upgrade your fly control rotation.
Today, we are so happy to have Kendall Cox on. She is a bronze, silver, and gold medalist, and she is the assistant trainer to Robert Dover. She's been there 6 years, and she's making her podcast debut. Kendall, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
We are thrilled to have you, girl. We were talking before. I was like, I have met you, and then you're like, I've been with Robert for 6 years, and I was like, time flies. Like, it is crazy. So we're thrilled to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here as well.
So Kendall, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have, you said before, I've been with Robert for 6 years. And before that, I went to college and worked for a few other people. And with Robert, I have taken now 5 horses up to Grand Prix with his help, gotten my gold medal. And now I'm helping him run Romance Farms, and he is going to slowly start to step away and retire in the next year or so, and then I'll take over Romance Farms completely.
Fantastic. And you are full-time in Wellington now?
Full-time in Wellington, yes.
I love that. And where was home for you before you moved to Wellington?
Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and then I went to Germany when I was 18 and was in Germany for a while and then moved, all around from there, but born and raised in Missouri.
I love that. That is so cool. Well, Kendall, tell us, there is this amazing new program, Graham, that Robert has started and you've been an integral part of called the American Dressage Mentorship Program, and that's what we're highlighting today. So tell us a little bit about this program.
Yeah, so Robert had a great idea last fall to sort of be able to reach out to kids nationwide and really give them an opportunity, especially if they're financially not able to, fly all the way to Wellington, buy a really nice horse. He wanted to make sure that all of these kids really got the equal opportunities. And so he started with a clinic in December here in Wellington, free to kids. And it was sort of going to be like a smaller clinic. And we ended up having 32 kids. So it definitely was not small. Mm-hmm. And we had them from 3 different countries. And we had many kids flying in and we found them horses. And that sort of sparked this idea that we're missing a lot of kids nationwide that may not have the means to be here in the spotlight in Wellington or in other areas. And so he decided that we would start the mentorship program. And as of now, we have 90 mentors and counting, which is just incredible. And what we're asking each of these mentors to do is just to give 2 days a year of their time for free to kids in their area, in their region. So it will be, as of now, you know, 180 days of free clinics nationwide. And we're trying to make sure that the clinics don't overlap in all of the regions so that kids, if you're in California and you want to go to the one near you, but also to the one in Oregon, we're trying to make it possible date-wise that they can attend as many clinics as they would like to.
Wow, this is really incredible. Who's an ideal rider? Can they be training level? Do they have to be pre-St. George? Tell us about the kids' experience that they should have.
The levels, we're not really putting any specific levels out there, but we do 12 to 25. That's sort of our age group, but we are hoping to, in the future, right now it's just getting started, getting mentors in these areas, but in the future we want to make sure that we have beginner mentors, intermediate mentors, and then advanced mentors, and then we have the three elite mentors, which is Robert, Lyndon Gray, and Christine Traurig. So we have, they're like the top of the overarching thing, and then we want to have advanced, intermediate, beginner. So let's say a 12-year-old is just learning to ride, but they get accepted into a clinic. That would be perfect down the road for our beginner mentors in that area and so on.
Wow. And can you tell us a little bit about the division of the mentors, the levels of them as well, like what you're looking for in a mentor?
For a mentor, we haven't set specific things for the beginner, intermediate, and advanced yet, because that's sort of coming at a later date. But we just really want someone who's invested in not just teaching the kids, but also helping develop them as a person, as a trainer, as a rider. So it's not just a, you know, you're on my list for 45 minutes, off you go. I don't really care what you do after that. It's sort of someone who really wants to shape these kids and help them have a successful future in the business. So we've just been asking all of our mentors to send us resumes, and Robert goes over the resumes. And as long as they have good, you know, experiences in the past, and they have good references, and if a lot of them we've known personally, that's sort of what we're really looking for. It's just someone who wants to pour into the youth and make them better riders, people, and trainers.
So, Kendall, I have to say I'm honored to be a mentor. And mm-hmm. one of the reasons that I asked Robert if I could be a part of this team is I actually remember, and Megan, you will probably remember, because I was, I think, 14. Kendall, honey, I'm not sure you were here at that time. This is a long time ago. But Robert actually had a program like this, and I remember it. And I remember it being such a big deal. And maybe I was 15. It was right around the time I was trying to get ready for young riders. And I remember what the mentors, that it wasn't the same program, but it was an Olympic rider that I went to. And I remember I actually asked and went up, and I remember being so nervous to go to this mentor and this Olympian. And I asked if I could ride in my shad belly, because I hadn't mm-hmm. practiced riding in my shad belly. And he was so kind, and he was so nice. And he said, absolutely, every day, let's ride in your shad belly. Let's get you used to the feeling. And then he talked me through it. And I just remember that being such a special clinic and a really special time. So that was a memory that I distinctly have. So the thought kind of gives me goosebumps that I get to maybe do that for another person, another child. Cause I just remember this was the biggest thing in my life that I had done at that time. And this mentor was always kind to me. He still is. And that was pretty cool. So I think a lot of us have had people through and top riders through the years that have done that for us. And the fact that we, as a collective group of 90 mentors, and I think, like you said, counting, is pretty special. So I'm really looking forward to hosting a clinic here at my farm. We have, hopefully some special things planned. I'll have gift bags for everybody, and I'm sure there'll be some, hopefully it'll be this summer, and we'll have some ice cream breaks and that kind of stuff that we already have planned. So I'm really looking forward to it. But if people are listening, if you feel like you're someone that could be a mentor, how do they do that? Like, what's the process?
The process is really just to get a hold of Robert or myself. So phone number, email, Facebook has been a big one, Facebook Messenger, and send us a resume. And then if you're accepted into the program, then you would have to give us 3 possible clinic dates that would work for you, because then I'm going and trying to make sure that they don't overlap with other dates in the area. So that's really just sending us your resume, why you want to be a mentor, and then we sort of take it from there.
I love it. Fantastic. And we're going to talk about how people can find with Laura in a little bit, but real quickly, how can people find the clinics in their area? We'll do it a couple times so people can kind of understand, and how do they find them?
Yeah, so the clinics are going to be on the Iconic app, which is made by Laura Sinclair. And she has all of the mentors on the website, how to get in contact with them, and then their clinic dates and location as well. The app is still being updated since we have so many mentors, mm-hmm. but that is how you would find the dates and everything.
And how do parents, obviously, if you're a minor, you can't contact directly, right? It has to be a parent. How does that work?
Yeah, so if you're under 18, just make sure that your correspondence has a parent on the email or text or whatever it is. Like, you can reach out to the mentor, but make sure that you copy a parent on it.
Perfect. And can they reach out to the mentors directly or through the Iconic app?
If you know the mentor directly, then that works. But through the Iconic app, we have their phone numbers and emails, so you'll be in contact with them directly either way.
Fantastic. I love it. So Kendall, what does this mean to you? I mean, I'm sure this wasn't what you were thinking you were going to work on this summer, but what does it mean to you?
Oh my gosh. It's so important to me because, I would not be here without Robert and with all of the other mentors leading up to Robert, but especially Robert. I mean, he really took me under his wing. He made me into who I am today. And I'm from St. Louis, where there's not a lot of dressage. And I'm not from a wealthy family. And thanks to him, I've had the opportunity to be here in Wellington and bringing up all of these amazing horses under his guidance and now taking over his company. So I really do think that, like, people like Robert are the reason that people like me are successful. So I'm just really excited for other kids that may feel like they're in an area where they're not seen, they're not heard. I'm really excited for them to feel like they can also be seen and heard, and that their future is very important.
That's wonderful. And what is the best advice Robert has ever given you?
He's given me a lot of good advice, but I think honestly, one of them was, I'm a very, very serious person when I'm riding. I take everything very seriously, which I think is one of the reasons I've been so successful with him. And one day he told me, you know what, Kendall, we're only dancing in a sandbox with horses. You know, it's not that serious. We're not saving world hunger. we're not saving the world. And that gave me a good perspective. It's supposed to be fun. So I think that was one of the most important things he said to me, because I was so serious that sometimes I lost sight of the fact that we're doing this to have fun. We're doing this for the horses. And I think that's a really, really important part that we should not forget.
I love that advice. I think that's perfect advice for all of us.
It really is. So,
I love it. So Kendall, can you give out the email for you, if there are trainers that are interested? And again, we're going to talk more with Laura on Iconic. So coaches, because coaches of the juniors are also invited, right, to come to the clinics.
Absolutely. Actually, I think that's encouraged, yes. That they can learn from other people as well, because also in this sport, we never stop learning. So I think that would be encouraged if it's not a stretch, location wise.
Right. Right. And a lot of times, you know, definitely talk to your host location on if they have horses, right, and stalls available. So it's just going to depend.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're going to, like, let's say you want to ride, you really want to ride with Robert Dover, which who doesn't, but he's going to be in New York. So if you say, I really want to be in his clinic, you get into his clinic, you're not from New York, there is a chance for you to borrow a horse and bring it. It's sort of up to the kid or the trainer to find a horse in that area, or maybe the people around that area, some hosts might know a horse. But that also is an option. If you don't have a horse, don't think that you are counted out of the program. You know, there is a chance that you can take someone else's horse in.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is awesome. So just work with your mentor. We're all, you know, signed up on the program, but excited to be a part of it. And we're happy to help in any way we can. So definitely reach out to us and your mentor in your area, because I think we can work on trying to get some horses for you as well. So I love that. Well, Kendall, thank you so much for your time. As always, you're amazing. So what is your email that people can get a hold of you if they have any questions?
My email is kqcox1@icloud.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Very, very happy. And we'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids as he sweats, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Research shows that electrolytes help regulate nerve and muscle function and maintain a healthy fluid balance. Summer Games Electrolyte is formulated to replenish electrolytes and trace minerals that are lost when your horse sweats, regardless of the season. It also stimulates the thirst response so he continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. For more information, visit kppusa.com or call 859-873-2974.
Well, tonight we are so happy to have Laura Sinclair of Iconic on the line. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Reese and Megan. Well, thanks for having me on.
We are thrilled. Well, first of all, Laura, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, super. Well, hi. I am a small Hanoverian breeder, dressage-focused horses. And a couple of years ago, a partner and I realized that the market really needed something. When I say the market, I mean the sport horse industry as a whole really needed something a little different. So we launched Iconic. So that's a little bit about me. That's kind of my focus right now.
I love it. So now we got to know about Iconic. What is Iconic?
Super. Well, Iconic, what we realized is that because the sport horses are all broken down between different registries, stud books, countries, continents, all over the world, that it was so fragmented that we really needed a more consolidated resource that was modern. A lot of people call it the Zillow of sport horses, and I think that's a pretty good way to say it. So we built a frictionless platform. It is free to use, to add your horses, to search. And even if your horses are available, although most of the horses on the platform are not available, we wanted to build a resource so that we could find what was there, what was successful, what people are riding. And that's what we've done. So we've also added some different functionality as well. You can now find programs. We've made services searchable through a feature that we call Yards. That's a subscription, but it really compares very favorably with a website because it's fully searchable. And you can now, like finding a Starbucks, you can say Yards near me, or I'm looking for a particular type of horse near me. And that really means a lot in the market where there's so much with distance and so forth, especially here in North America. So we really think we're bringing some efficiencies, and it's been a blast. So yeah, it's been a really fun project.
Well, I love Iconic because I advertise my horses and I have a yard on it. So I highly recommend Iconic. But can you tell us how you've joined forces with Robert Dover?
Absolutely, Megan. And yeah, and thank you for joining Iconic with a Yard. I love that. Yeah, so when Robert first started talking about the program, several of our kind of iconic super users, as he was describing what he was trying to create and how he would organize it, several of our iconic users reached out and said, wow, you really should talk to Laura St. Clair, because Iconic, you know, a lot of the ideas, a lot of the things that you need are things that Iconic is addressing. And so, yeah, so Robert and I connected. I went over to Wellington earlier this year and walked him through the platform, what our concept was, you know, what was possible, what we could do. And yeah, and it was really great, because I told him, I said, you know, everything that you need, I can really put the framework together, you know, kind of by tomorrow morning. So that's really what we did. And I sent him a video and said, here, does this make sense for you? And it did. So for us, it's been great. I mean, the whole idea of this mentoring program aligns so perfectly with what our goals are for Iconic. I mean, this is really a passion project for me. So it was such an honor to be a part of it and to help add some structure to it. So yeah, and we've been busy, boy. We're scheduling dates and getting bios up to date. But it's been, I think, really great for both initiatives, both Iconic and the mentoring program. It's a pleasure for us to be a part of it.
I love it. And it's very easy to use. But if, let's say, a family wants to go on and find a mentor, How do they do it? Walk us through that process.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we set it up basically as what we call a yard. So you can go to the Iconic site and you'll see there are two tabs right now. One will be horses and the other is yards. You can go there and you'll see it pretty quickly in that group. And we also created a domain specifically for it. So you can just type in American Dressage Mentoring Program altogether.com, and it'll take you directly to the site. So that's really your information hub for the program. And you can scroll down. I mean, we created a team member cards for each of the mentors, and we made them alphabetized by state. So that's really, if you know, as a parent or a young rider, you go in and search for your state. And of course, if you're willing to travel a little bit or, you know, or at the edge of a location, search some adjoining states as well. And you'll see the mentors right there on the site. We're adding bios, but we have bios, I think, for most of them already up. And there's also contact information that we're updating and keeping fresh right now on the site. We also have a calendar. So there's a master calendar. You scroll down to the bottom and there are almost 100 mentors right now. I think we've got 98. But if you scroll down, you'll see the master calendar, and we're updating that every day as we confirm clinic dates with the mentors. So again, those will be, you can scroll through pretty easily, see the states that where clinics have been scheduled already and who to reach out to see about riding or participating.
Yeah, this is awesome. I actually, as you were talking, I clicked on, and I'm not the best on the internet, Laura. I just want to say, and I think it's really amazing. I mean, it's by state, and then you have the mentor, and then you can just click on their bio and learn all about them. I think this is just wonderful. Why? Can you tell us, like, maybe a little bit about your vision as well as, like, your generosity? Why did you decide to help youth and our dressage community? I think it's really amazing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was an honor for us to be a part of this mentoring platform. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, when Robert Dover reaches out and says, can we meet and talk about this? I mean, how quickly can I get in the car and get over there? So it was a tremendous opportunity for us. And, you know, of course, it also brings the platform in front of, you know, almost 100 of very, very qualified right trainers, instructors, mentors. So we were thrilled to do it. I mean, our mission at Iconic is to make the sport horse world more efficient, because then there are more resources for our horses, and you can find the programs and the horses and the people that you need so much more easily. And I think it also enables the professionals and even buyers and students the ability to find something without necessarily having to stumble on it on social media. So it kind of gives us our lives back a little bit. You know, I can go on Iconic and start to search by state and see everything and not just hope I've hit the right group to find a horse in my area. So we really invite everyone to explore. It takes a little, you know, it takes just playing around with it. And but we are so proud of it and the connections that already we've made on the platform. I mean, Alex and I started it and we thought, let's see if this concept even makes sense. And I mean, we knew pretty clearly right away that we were onto something that the industry really needed. So we're super proud. And of course, completely aligned with Robert's mentoring program. And as for me, you know, as a breeder, I'm looking at, you know, who will be riding these horses that I'm breeding? And, you know, the next generation is absolutely critical to the future of our sport. So I could not be prouder to be a part of it.
Well, I think it's such a cool thing. I think it's just a great thing for our country, and it's a great thing for all of us from just being able to get the message out and support you throughout the country is amazing. So Laura, tell everybody the website, how do we get on, all the good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the website is iconic.com, iconeq.com. That's the main site. And then if you want to go directly to Robert's program, it's American Dressage Mentoring Program.com. And yeah, please take a look and scroll through the mentors. You'll see Reese right there. Yay. And yeah, thanks for doing it.
I'm excited.
But, yeah, we're super pleased. And I invite everyone with ideas and things to please reach out to us. You can find us through the site so easily. Just respond to any of the emails with your questions. And if you like what you see, you know, please tell other people about it. The bigger we can build a resource like this, then the more valuable really it is for all of us. And that goes with finding horses, finding mentors, finding trainers. You know, really, you know, our kind of tagline is find what moves you. And it's finding all those things that you need to move forward with your horses.
I love it. Well, thank you again so much. And I'm sure as the program grows, we will have you back on. But if you have any questions, look up the Iconic website. And Laura's so great about answering questions, all the good things. So thank you again for all you're doing for the program.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. And thanks to all the mentors and to Robert for putting this together. It's been a great initiative.
It's going to be great for everybody. So thanks so much, Laura. We so appreciate it.
Thanks, Reese. Thanks, Megan. You guys take care.
Well, tonight we are so happy to have our friends from the Dressage Foundation, Jenny Johnson and Sarah Weiss. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
We're thrilled to have you. We always love it when you stop by, and we really love it when we can talk about a new grant. So first, Jenny, welcome to the show. You are a longtime guest. We love it, but welcome back. So Jenny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at the Dressage Foundation.
Sure. I am the executive director of the Dressage Foundation, and I've been with the foundation since 2009. So the years are flying by, and it is just the biggest privilege of my life to be able to be here with the foundation and work with all of our donors and volunteers and grant recipients. It's an amazing career.
Absolutely. I cannot believe. I just feel like you've been there like a day. I mean, that's in my mind. The time has in the best of ways. It's so fun. So we're so glad you're with us. And it's been so fun to be with you as well. And Sarah, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we are thrilled. You've also been on the show. But Sarah, tell us, you've also been now at the Dressage Foundation for a little bit of time.
Right. Yep. I am the director of grants and programs, and I'm coming up on 6 years in August, which has flown by as well. And it's just been an incredible journey. I get to work with our grants, all of our volunteers, our Century Club members, our grant recipients, our grant applicants every day. And it's like Jenny said, it's just a really great opportunity to work with in our horse community. And it's fun every day when I go to work. And it's even more fun when I get to email somebody and say, hey, you got a grant from the Dressage Foundation.
That has to be really cool because Megan and I have gotten those emails, and the screams are always, that's what we really need is like when somebody opens the grant, they need like that video because that is pretty special.
Yes. We need to do that more often.
Yes. That would be so fun. Like have a parent or a spouse or something like ready to go. That would be pretty awesome.
No.
I love it.
No more crying videos.
No more crying.
No more crying.
Only happy tears, Megan. Only happy tears.
Only I happy. Love it.
Well, Jenny, tell us about, this is a really new fund that I know so many people are excited, and quite frankly, this is awesome. So Jenny, tell us about the riding school fund that has started.
Yeah. So, you know, we've just heard for several years that it's becoming harder and harder for people to even access our sport without owning a horse. You have to find someplace, hopefully nearby, that has lesson horses available or riding school program available. And with the rising costs of our sport and keeping those open, many of them are closing their doors. So late last year, we did a survey of people in the dressage community who ran riding schools and lesson programs to see if there was anything we could do to help. And of course, the response that we received was pretty impressive. And we had a lot of great feedback and ideas that came from that survey. And it just became really obvious that we needed to try to do something to support riding schools and lesson programs. It's really become critical in recent years. So to help address that challenge, we talked with one of our past board members who helped us seed a new riding school grant fund. And with his donation, we are able to start awarding grants later this year. And that was done from Ralph Dreitzler and his wife, Freddie, from Washington State. They're just amazing members of our dressage community and just wonderful, generous people who understand the importance of riding schools and lesson programs. And they wanted to help us get this fund started. So later this fall, we will be able to award grants to at least two riding schools somewhere in the United States. And we're starting with $3,000 grants. And we realized that that's just a drop in a very, very large bucket. But we're excited to get that kicked off this year. And those grants are going to be available for however the recipients want to use it and need to use it. It could be to maybe help purchase a new lesson horse or provide maintenance on their current lesson horses. Maybe they need a facility improvement or helmets for their students. You know, the needs are so varied, and we're just looking forward to having people tell us what they need and then doing what we can to help.
Fantastic. I think it's an amazing program. I think we're all so excited, especially everyone who owns a riding school, and we know the importance of them. So I think it's phenomenal. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about how this is getting funded?
Sure. Well, like Jenny mentioned, the Dreitzlers have put forward a seed fund for this, but we need more. This is a big project for us, and we recognize its importance. And it is just, it's going to require help from the whole community. And to help build this fund, we have started the Treasured Horses, Treasured Teachers fundraiser. It's a way to honor the past while helping to support the future. So what you can do is for as little as $25, you can honor your favorite horse, your treasured horse, whether it is a lesson horse that you started riding on, or whether it's the schoolmaster who taught you flying lead changes, or it's a heart horse that hangs out and retired in your pasture at home. We want to honor all of those horses that helped make you the rider you are today. All of the money raised from the Treasured Horses fundraiser goes directly into our riding school fund. Right now, we have a goal, our first goal of the fundraiser is to raise $50,000. We are just under $20,000 that we've raised so far. It's been amazing. The excitement around it has been great. So many folks have been really generous. And for us at the Dressage Foundation, and we're going to share a lot of it on our social media pages, we have gotten to meet some really incredible horses through this fundraiser. We've learned a lot about, you know, where some of the riders, whether they're grant recipients or Century Club members, have gotten their start. And so it's been really fun to meet some of these horses that were either lesson horses or schoolmasters or competition horses from our donors. So it's a great way to, like I said, honor the horses that have taught you while you support the next generation of dressage riders.
I think this is so amazing. I am a founding donor, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to honor my horse, Huey. It actually brought back a lot of memories for me. And so I just want to say to our community, every penny counts. And if you can honor your horse the way I did and others, thank you. Please do. If you can't, that's okay too. Riding schools need all of us right now. And my question is, what impact do you hope this program has 5 or 10 years from now?
Well, we hope that this grows and grows and grows. We would love to be able to sustain grants for riding schools and lesson programs well into the future. And like you said, it's going to take lots of pennies adding up to do that, but we're really excited about the possibilities. I mean, think about if we could award, you know, several $10,000 grants per region every year. I mean, it would be so fun to be able to do that and support these very important programs.
And how can the dressage community support this fund besides donating money?
I'll say one quick thing and then you jump in, Jenny. But one of the best ways to support this, if you're unable to give, is to share either our social media posts about it or our emails about it. We are hoping that this is sort of a crowdfunding experience for us. And so the more folks that know about it and are aware of it is very helpful for us to fill this fund.
Yeah, if this isn't a good time for you to give, totally understand that. So just keep this in mind for the future. This is going to be something we'll be raising money for many years. So yeah, just keep it in mind and then think of us when there's a good time for you to give.
Well, and I think that is such an amazing part of the Dressage Foundation, right? Is there are tons of grants now on, and you can figure out which one is so important to you. And even if it's $25 or, you know, Jenny, I will never forget when you were at a convention and you were like, does somebody not want to do their Starbucks money? And I was like, I would rather give my money to Dressage Foundation than Starbucks. So the next day I actually donated $10 because I was like, okay, yeah, I didn't even think about it. And I got the coffee from the hotel. Yeah. But I thought that was so actually really impactful because you think about it. And if everybody had done that, right, that would have actually been nothing against Starbucks. Don't come after me. But, you know, you don't even think about it of how important that is. And Jenny, I'm just going to ask real quickly. I know there's some other grants right now that people can apply for. I shared it this morning, so I don't remember which ones, but tell us which ones people can apply for now.
We have a really busy year with lots of upcoming grant application deadlines. Even in May, there are still a couple for military members and their dependents, Region 4, FEI, adult riders. This summer, there's opportunities for young professionals, for FEI riders, for instructors, Western dressage riders. I mean, I could go on and on. So we always encourage everyone to look at our website for the most updated information, and that's dressagefoundation.org.
Fantastic. Well, again, and you ladies both are amazing at not only giving information about the grants, but also information on, and if you're interested in wanting to start a grant, you both were very instrumental. It was not through the Dressage Foundation, but it was through the Canadian Federation, our sweet Philip. We did a grant for him, and you girls were instrumental in that. So I'm so thankful, and you gave us so much information. It was amazing. So we thank you both. And again, Jenny, one more time, how do we find the Dressage Foundation?
So our website is www.dressagefoundation.org. You can also find a lot of great information on our social media, like Sarah had mentioned. So on Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, just search for Dressage Foundation, or feel free to give us a call. We are always happy to help. And our number can be found on our website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much. This was so much fun as always. And we look forward to hearing how well the school horse program does. I think we're really thrilled. And I know this is a passion project for Megan as well. So thank you both so much. Well, Megan, I don't know how you're doing on the book club. I am working on it. It has now moved from my desk to my table where I sit and read. So I feel like I'm working on it, but it looks so good.
It does look good. I have not started on it. I have been a little chaotic, but I am going to after this weekend. But what is it, Reese? What are we reading?
So we are reading Fur Mama by Diana DuPont. So we are really looking forward to this book. This is such a great, we love the whole program, and everyone seems to be really enjoying it. And I've heard already some good things about it. And yes, Megan and I, we also have to give a shout out to the Dressage Foundation. And Megan and I will talk a little bit more about it on a later or kind of a later show. But we have been doing a business class together through the Dressage Foundation for the last 6 weeks. So not only has it been really busy, we also have been like in a business boot camp.
Yeah, it's been hard, Reese. I want to give a shout out to Betsy Juliana. She is donating and sponsoring us through this program. And to be able to have an opportunity like this as a business owner really is incredible. I have learned some new things that I put towards my business. I'm sure you have too, Reese.
Yes. Yeah.
And also just to get an opportunity to meet so many like-minded people, but at different stages in our business.
We're like the grandmas.
Yeah,
it's That's
been
okay.
really incredible. Like I've just been sucking their like energy. I'm like,
yes,
oh my God.
They're precious. They're so cute. And I do think it's so fun to have young people because, you know, maybe you and I tried it 20 years ago, but it's a different time now. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to hear how they are navigating the space and what they're doing. I think that's been really fun. So so we've been doing that too. So we'll talk a little bit more about it. But yes, thank you again to Betsy Giuliano and the Dressage Foundation, Mary and Fern at the Dressage Foundation, and Deb, who's been our coach leader. They've been wonderful. So it's been a lot of fun. So we've been busy. So tonight is actually, we're recording a little bit early, and then we have our last class tonight. So it's been really good. So we'll be sharing a little bit about that journey in the future as well. Well, if you have not subscribed yet, do that now. Just search Dressage Radio Show on your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community of the Horse Radio Network auditors over Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes insights, special offers, and opportunity to participate in Horse Radio Network podcast. Go to patreon.com/Horse Radio Network, and that's a forward slash. The Dressage Radio Show Facebook page is The Dressage Radio Show. My website, MapleCrestFarmKY.com, and my email is Reese@HorseRadioNetwork.com.
And my website is LindenHoff.com, and my email is LindenHoffLLC@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Farnham and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, and Kentucky Performance Products.
Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.